Okay, let's go weiter. Lamed Zayin. Okay, Pasuk in Veschanan. V'nishmartem, he's missing a word here, the print. V'nishmartem ma'od l'nafsho sechem, ki lo re'isem kol t'muna. V'nishmartem ma'od l'nafsho sechem. Take very good care of your nefesh, ki lo re'isem kol t'muna. This is also a mind-blowing Torah. Happens to actually be in the Daf Yomi, right? V'nishmartem ma'od l'nafsho sechem means take care of what? Take care of your soul, take care of your body. So, it's interesting. You have a story in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel that says that someone was once davening and a certain non-Jewish high-ranking official came over to him and he didn't greet him because he was in the middle of davening. And then after davening, he said, you violated your own Torah because it says in the Torah you should take care of your body and I could have killed you. So, Mefarshim debate, did the non-Jewish officer who quoted the verse from the Bible, did he properly interpret the Bible? Is that what the pasuk actually means? But okay, there is such a phrase in Chumash Devarim at the beginning of Eschanan, v'neshmartem ma'od l'nafsho sechem, and the end is, ki lo re'isem kol t'muna, because at Har Sinai, you didn't see any image. What's the kesher between the two parts of the pasuk? Take good care of yourself because you didn't see any, because Hashem doesn't have a body? V'yesh lomar mazeh tam al shmiras haguf. How is the fact that you didn't see any t'muna at Har Sinai, how is that an explanation of why you should guard and protect your body? And this is so perfect, by the way, for Yod Shvat. Because Yod Shvat was the day the Lubavitch Rebbe became the seventh Nasi of Lubavitch, the art site of the Rebbe Rayatz, 70 years ago. The sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, his father-in-law. And he spent Yud Shvat for 40 years, for 4 decades, every year on Yud Shvat. He went deeper into the Inyan that his father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe, was messiahing with, which was Basi Lagani. Right, I've entered into my garden. Basi, and if you've learned the Maimer before, you've seen a little bit of what it's about. It's about the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enter into the lowest of places. And the biggest chiddush for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to manifest Himself even within physicality, even within this world. Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu lios l'dir b'tachtonim in the lashon of the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Naso. So here's the conflict. Here's the challenge. Elenir hakavana ki b'chol ha'al yomos hal yonim yesh revavos malachim. In the worlds above, there are tens of thousands of angels ha'oivdim l'ashem yisbarach v'kulam hein ruchniyam. A malach doesn't have a body the way that we have a body. Meaning we're a novelty. In terms of the revavos and the tens of thousands of and more of angels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the higher realms and all of the olamos, the fact that there are people who are serving God in physicality, in gashmias, that's a big chiddush. And it's unique. Al kein haguf shel ish Yisrael chashuv ma'od etzel Hashem Yisparach. And therefore a Jewish body is very, very chashuv. Val Kain, he's Iranu al zeh b'shas kabbalas haTorah. But therefore, think about it for a second. You have a conflict because you're standing at Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to you, and Hashem doesn't have a body. And the angels are noticeable to you at Har Sinai because Hashem opened up, as he's about to quote, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the seven rakiyim above. So I start to look in the world of Ruchnias and I say, Hashem doesn't have a body. Angels don't have a body. The Rambam in Yisori HaTorah describes 10 different types of angels. There's, Ofanim, and there's Srafim, and there's Chayas HaKodesh, and none of them have a body, like we have a body. So you might think, ugh, it stinks to be us, we have a body. Right? Real spiritual things don't have a body. I want to be like Hashem. Hashem doesn't have a body. Angels don't have a body. So therefore the Pasuk says, no, be careful. You have to understand how chashuv it is to have a body. The chiddush of having a body. The fact that you could serve Hashem with a body is not a chisar, it's a maila. V'zeh bir, and that's what the Pasuk is saying. Ki lo re'isem kol t'muna. Right? Take good care of your body. You might think, I don't hold my body. I don't care about eating or sleeping or taking care of the body. And if, I want to reject the body and I want to be just in the shabbadik. But then I have to wonder, so why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu create me in a body? And I saw in the higher realms at Har Sinai, right, ki lo re'isem kol t'muna, I didn't see any bodies. I didn't see a guf the way that I have a guf. So I might come to reject my guf. So therefore the Torah warns, just because you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a body, it's one of the Yod Gimel Ikarim, and the angels in Shemayim don't have bodies, but still, v'nishmartim ma'od l'nafsho seichem, understand the kedusha of a Jewish body. Nishmartim l'nafsho seichem, sheyesh l'shmor ma'od, al b'riyas ha'guf, kedei sheyuchu la'avod bo'as Hashem Yisbarach. Be respectful of your body. And again, he's saying it more out, you know, take good care of your physical body. But it's also in terms of ruchnias, understand the opportunity you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a physical body. It's a much bigger chiddush. Like the Kotzker Rebbe used to say on the pasuk in Mishpatim, Anshe Kodesh Tiyu and Li should be, we used to say, Anshe, be human, Kodesh, be holy. Hashem doesn't want you to be just holy. Hashem has angels to be just holy. Hashem wants you to be the chiddush of human and holy at the same time. Right? Again, like the Rebbe says in that Maimer, quoting Chazal, it's not really a Chazal, the Al-Shech Kadosh brings it. It doesn't say V'shachanti B'socho. I don't want to just dwell in it, in the building. B'socham. Hashem says, I want to be in each and every one of you. So don't be confused. When you see the higher realms and you start to feel bad for yourself, Chaval, that I was born, you know, my Neshama is trapped in a guf. It's a schus. It's a big schus. And it's also a responsibility. Make sure you take care of your body. It's a beautiful part. Okay, Os Lamed Ches. B'tfilas l'shem yichud kodem hanachas tefillin. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. In what way? V'lo yifitenu v'lo yizgar abanu yetzahara v'anichenu l'avodas Hashem kasher im levavenu. I don't want the yetzahara to seduce me. I don't want the Yetzirah to yizgar abanu, to incite me, to fight against me. And allow me, v'anichenu, and leave me alone to be able to serve Hashem kasher im levavenu, as it is in my heart. I once saw a vart in the back of the Darash Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, this line from this L'shem Yichud fits very nicely with the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. I don't remember if Rav Moshe quoted that Gemara. But the Gemara where Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Rav Alexandri, when we finished davening Shmona Esrei, he used to say, Hashem, you know that in my heart of hearts, right, that Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzonecha, our desire is to do your will. You know that's what I want to do. What gets in the way? What gets in the way? Two things. Se'or Shebi'isa, the Yitzhara, the leaven in the dough, which is the Yitzhara in my heart, and Shibud Malchios, the fact that we're in Galus. But if the Yitzhara would leave me alone, and if I wasn't in Galus, I'd be the best Jew ever. So Rav Moshe said, you see that in this line, V'anichenu la'avodas Hashem kasher im levavenu, meaning my status quo, what's really in my heart is my desire to serve Hashem. There's just a lot of things that get in the way. So a person davens before we put on tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to be seduced by the Yetzirah, I don't want the Yetzirah to fight me, I don't want the Yetzirah to leave me alone so I can serve you as I feel truly in my heart. Mitachsisa ha'yetzir koydim liftois ish Yehudi shelo yelich b'dar chevodas Hashem, the first trick of the Yitzhara is to get you not to be an Eved Hashem by trying to convince you the pleasures of the world are much more geschmack. Right? That's the seduction of the Yitzhara. And the Yitzhara said, you don't want to be, right? You don't want to be a Jew who's, you know, who suffers the life of being a Jew. It's a schlep being a Jew. Go live a carefree life like the rest of the world. But when I overcome that trickery of the Yetzer, and I say, no, I'm ready to suffer to be a Yid, I take on the yoke of Torah, and I'm willing to work hard, and pas b'melech teichel, and mayim b'sur tishta, you know, I take on all the responsibilities of Torah. So then, what does the Yetzer say to you? Az ha-Yetzahara misgarabo. Then the Yetzirah, if you beat him in terms of not falling for the trickery of the seduction of the world, but then the Yetzirah starts up with you in a different way. And what does he say to a person? I don't know how to read Yiddish. Reitzach mit... No, Pinchas, you know what this means? He says, like it says in Eov, Halo yir'ascha kislasecha. Right? Your God is your... Now, kislasecha could be a lashon of bitachon. It could also be a lashon of a ksil, of like your foolishness, right? Meaning, even after you took on a life of Torah and mitzvos, the Yetzirah still tries to show, like, oh, this is what you're counting on. Like, this is, in other words, you got past the seduction of the world. You took on a life of Torah and mitzvos. you're not going to fall for the stupidity of the world, but he can make you have a little bit of charata just when things like aren't working out. Like, oh, after everything you did for Hashem, like you're still struggling with this, you're still struggling with that. V'roitza l'hashlat b'libo machshavos shel charata al halichasa b'darchei Hashem yisbarach. He tries to get into a fight with you and get you to regret it, right? To not feel that it was worth it. Again, I'm not stupid enough to fall for silly taivas, but I still feel like I didn't get a good deal after all my efforts in Torah and Avoda. I feel like Hashem, you didn't take care of me enough, right? Hello, your ascha kislasecha, that your yira, your God, has become both your trust, your source of trust, but also your foolishness, your folly. That's where you've stumbled. And let's say I push past that and I say, Hashem knows what he's doing. Don't you dare start up with me in that way. Right? If a person overcomes that and he gets away from this way of thinking and he trusts that Hashem knows what he's doing and it's going to be good for me in this world and it's meant to be this way and it's good for me in the next world, so what does the Yitzhahara do? Okay. You decided you're going to be a yid at all costs, no matter what. At least I'm going to try to slow you down. At least I'll try to throw some stumbling blocks in front of you. So you're not as successful. Little things. Little annoying things that just get in the way of your avodas Hashem. If you're going to have to serve Hashem, so I'm going to try to get you at 75% instead of 100%. So that's what we daven in this tefillah before putting on tefillin. These are the three bakashos. Right? That we shouldn't be seduced by his false promises. And if I get past the seduction and now I become a Jew, right? I shouldn't be incited by the Yitzhahara to question Hashem, to not trust Hashem, to feel like I got ripped off. You know, I wasn't fully worth it. Again, not that I want to do track one of all the silliness of the world, all the taivas of the world, but I still don't feel like I got a fair deal. So we say, Shalo yizgar rabanu, ad rabba, yikuyam banu v'darshei Hashem luyachzru kol tov, to feel that I have everything that I need, and to trust that Hashem knows what he's doing. V'chein, and then the third tefillah, that what? That even if I've chosen a life of service of Hashem, but sometimes these are just stupid, annoying little things in my way that really knock me off my course. So I daven yanichenu lavod as Hashem kasher l'mavenu shelo yaniach lanu michsholim u'minios b'derech avodasi yisvarach shemo. So it's three kavanas, so to speak, in Melchemes HaYetzer. I shouldn't fall for the seduction of Yitzhara. I should have the confidence after I've chosen life of Avodas Hashem not to regret it, and then to really, and to daven, and to ask Hashem, there's going to be a big difference between whether I'm able to do it at 100% or the Yitzhara is constantly tripping me up and not allowing me to be as successful as I could be or as I want to be. Be'emes want to be. Hashem levavenu. Okay, nice kavanah for the tefillah before tefillin. Lamites.
Any shaykhs to tefillin?
Yeah, what's the shaykhs? Right, why dafka tefillin? Why dafka tefillin? Yeah, maybe. What do you want to say? I think let's follow the pattern, right? First you put on your shalyad, which is connected to the leif. So that's sort of the taivas of the leif, right? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me not to be seduced by the Yitzhahara in my leif, right? And then, after I've chosen a life of Avodas Hashem, I still may have questions on the Rabbanu Shalom. So maybe that's the tefillin shel rosh. And then what's the third? Anichenu l'avodas Hashem kasher m'laveinu. That I should be able to serve Hashem fully. I don't know. I bind my actions / my emotions, that I should make the right choices, I should have the right intentions, and understand that Hashem knows what he's doing. And then what's the third piece? I don't know. Time to think about it. All right, we say every day in Shmona Esrei, but Kone Akol also means that Hashem buys everything. What does it mean he buys everything? He's kind of, he's a purchaser. What does it mean? Mashal l'misha yesh lo binyan gadol im har b'chadarim. So imagine you have this beautiful piece of real estate, a building with many rooms. U ba'ilav melech gadol Ubikshu limchor es habinyan liyoslo la'arman hamalucha. The king says, I'd like to purchase this building to use as my palace, or part of my estate. Okay. And if you're willing to sell me the whole building, yishalim lo bado, kiflayim ki ad ha-melech, if you sell me the whole building, I'm going to give you a very, very good deal. Right? Meaning, if you sold it, if you rent out the rooms, let's say, of this building, you know, to different people, so you'll make X amount. The king says, I'll pay triple that. I'll give you an amazing deal, but I need the whole building. So ima ish chacham u'mevin. So if he's smart, he understands. Moisu kulo liyad ha-melech. So he sells the whole thing to the king. Ve'enu mashir la'atzmo klum. Aval im omer le'melech. Let's say he says to the king, you know what? I can't part ways with the entire building. Whatever reason, I feel I need to keep a part of it. Sh'roitza la'ashir la'atzmo cheder o kama chadarim. She'el lo makum ladur. I need somewhere to live, you know. I need to keep an apartment for myself. So the king says, well, then I'm not interested. I'm not interested in the deal. And even if I'm interested, well, I'm only going to pay you what you would be getting from any other renter. Meaning, I want this whole thing. And I'll give you a great deal if you're willing to give me the whole thing. If you're not going to give me the whole thing, then it's not as attractive to me. But if the king is willing to pay, he'll pay what it's worth. He'll pay actual cost. But I'm not going to give you this exorbitant deal. Right. How does a tzaddik, you know, get such a good deal? Right? In Ruchnias, let's say. How is it that the tzaddik gets such a good deal? How does a tzaddik accomplish so much? I think about this all the time. It never adds up. By real tzaddikim, their lives don't add up. It doesn't add up. Again, the Baruch Rebbe, today was the day that he became the rabbi. It doesn't add up. It does not add up. There's not enough hours to accomplish what he accomplished. It does not add up. By so many tzaddikim, you know, it's easy to see by tzaddikim who wrote a lot, who like wrote svarim, you know, like the chidah, they all million svarim. It's crazy. How is it possible? How do they do it? When do they do it? You spend the rest of your life learning the svarim and you wouldn't finish it. To mechadish it and the chidah wrote and halacha and kabbalah and machshavah and drushin. The Rabbi Rebbe, like. He stood all day handing out dollars and being mechazi. Like when did he? And just the amount of Torah, it's crazy. It doesn't add up, you know. And it's true. It's true about everyone. It's true about all Talmid Chacham and Tzaddikim. How do they do it? So the answer is Shemoishim Kol Aguf LaShem Yisparach. When they sell themselves, so to speak, the whole building, when they give themselves over wholeheartedly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ina Mashir La'atzam Klum, and they don't say, Hashem, I'll give you 99%, but this little bit I need to selfishly keep for myself. When you sell Hashem the whole building, when you offer your entire being to Hashem, Lachein Hashem Yisbarach Megal Lehem Hasagos Gavos Lamal Mikoach Enoshi, then Hashem pays you many, many times, many fold what it's worth. Ulamal Minateva. Mashein Kein Leish HaBeinoni Sheino Moisir Lehem Yisbarach Rachelek Mitchunoisov, as opposed to a person who says, I'm only willing to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu a certain part of my, you know, spiritual makeup, a certain part of my strength, a certain part of my potential. U'mashir gam la'atzmo, as a dain who meshubed l'tev of his mind. So then he's bound by the rules of nature. And if he uses his time well, he can still accomplish a lot, but it's not going to be l'mal m'netevah. V'schor rak l'fi erko. And the schar will be in accordance with its actual value. So that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a koine hakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to what? To buy everything. And if you're willing to sell everything, you'll get an amazing deal. When we negotiate with Hashem, we only give parts of ourselves to Hashem, so we're not going to get as good of a deal. Now again, you know, take each piece on its own or put them together, right? Meaning, we said before, it could be a tzaddik gamor in one thing. But ideally, if I want to really get the best possible deal, I have to be prepared to give myself over to Hashem. And it takes humility. The mashal we always give in shir, of taking that drop of water and throwing it back into the ocean. So is it bottle in the ocean, or it becomes much bigger in the ocean? Right? Is it negated when that little drop of water falls back into the ocean? Is it negated in the big ocean and it loses itself, or does it become one with the ocean? So if I try to be my own thing, I can only be so big. I'm Basar V'dam. But when I become a shliach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's like the Shem Yishmuel says, "Shulcha Shal Adam Kamosa." So now I have all the powers of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm created B'Tzalem Elokim. Bal HaYecholes Kulam. I have all the power in the world. That's what Elokim means. That's the name of Hashem. Elokim means the master of all strength, capable of doing anything. So it's counterintuitive, right? If I want to be big, I would think I want to build myself up. The more I surrender myself to Hashem, the bigger a person becomes. So the tzaddikim who give themselves over to Hashem, Hashem's koneh hakol, he buys the whole thing for some exorbitant price. No? Weiter? Osmem. We say in the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, I don't know why it says here, Tehillim Chachas. If anyone has a parish why it says that, I would love to know. I think it's just a mistake. V'yosa makrim lefanecha zivchei ratzon, usi'irei chatas l'chaper ba'adam. Now, Pashup Shad is we're kind of lamenting the fact, chaval, epnei chateinu, we don't have karbanos. However, Ratzalomar, Bishal Shein Besamikdash Kaya, Mechaper Ba'adenu Gam Kein Zivchei Ratzon. We could still bring a Zevach, we could still bring a carbon of Ratzon. What's a carbon of Ratzon? Mashi'ish Yehudi Zoveach Es Ritzono Vekovesh Tavosov. There's something called Zivchei Ratzon. Zivchei Ratzon means that the Karban, Pashup Pshad, the Karbanos were brought, right? Beratzon. The person brings a carbon Beratzon. As the Pasuk says in Vayikra. But Zivchei Ratzon also means the sacrifice of your Ratzon. When a Jew is able to surrender his desire, like it says in Avos, Batel Ratzoncha B'nei Ratzon, when I surrender my Ratzon for his Ratzon, and I suppress my own desires, right? So I can still bring that even without a Beis HaMikdash. I still have the ability to bring such a carbon. Usi'irei Chatas is an interesting pshat. He says, Hachet Va'aveira Sha'asa Garmim L'Sa'ara B'Nafsho. What's Se'irei Chatas? Obviously, a Sa'ir is an animal, it's a goat. But Se'irei Chatas, or he's saying Sa'ir is also, phonetically, it's a Samach. So it's a Sa'ara. Sa'ara means what? Like it says in Iyov, like it says in Yechezkel, it's a strong wind. Right? A Sa'ara means like an intense, a tempest, a strong storm wind. So Se'irei Chatas means that when I do an Aveira, it creates all sorts of, you know, Sa'ara B'Nafsha. It causes a storm in my heart. Hama'ureres Oso Lasos Tshuva Al Chata V'Zeh Mechaper Alev. So we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we still have Zivchei Ratzon. We still have the possibility of offering our Ratzon to Hashem. And Se'irei Chatas. I can respond when I feel Tzabrachin over doing an Aveira. I can offer that to Hashem. I can use that to motivate myself to do tshuva. And that's mechaper love. We still have that. Lechaper ba'adam. We still have that pizman hazeh. So we shouldn't think that it's totally lost. It's just a question of doing it in a different way. Okay. He's doing a lot of different pieces from tefillah tonight. V'koyfes yitzreinu lishtabed lach. Like we say at the end of brachos, brachos hashachar. We say v'koyfes yitzreinu. Hashem should help us to suppress our yetzer hara. Lishtabed lach, that we can be subservient to you. Interesting. Kof es yitzreinu. Hashem, suppress my yitzahara. What do you mean? What happened to free will? How could I ask Hashem to take away my yitzahara? So he says, Ein ze neged seder habachira shenemser l'adam. This is not a violation of the rules of free will. Why? Because I'm using my free will to ask Hashem to help me. I didn't have to use my free will that way. I could have let my yitzahara run wild. Ki etzem habakasha hi habachira shabiyad ha'adam. We sometimes think like the whole game that we're playing with Hashem is we have to like do everything on our own, and it's cheating to ask for help. The opposite, lehefech, Hashem likes when we ask for help. Shabbos kuf dalet habal l'tara m'sein oso. A person who wants tara m'sein oso. It's okay to ask Hashem help me to live a life of holiness. That's also a bechira. You can't take anything on your own. I don't have the ability to do it if Hashem didn't want to give it to me. So I ask for it. So I ask Hashem for help. We're so worried that we feel that that's cheating, you know? Again, it's all gaiva. It's this feeling that I have to do it on my own. And if I need help, if I need to ask, so then I'm embarrassed by that. A person should have the courage to ask Hashem to help him. Kofetz is in a daven that Hashem should help you with your yetzara. There's nothing wrong with that. It's also a bechira. Membeis. We say in Birchas Kriyas Shema. We say Uliached Chabaava, right? We say at the end of the second bracha of Kriyas Shema in the morning. We say Uliached Chabaava. What does that mean? Uliached Chabaava. Hare Yichud Hashem va'avas Hashem him shnei enyanim. What do we mean that we should acknowledge your oneness with love? Those are two separate things. Yichud Hashem, recognition of the oneness of Hashem, and avas Hashem are two separate things. So what does it mean liached chabiava? Achakavana shelo ne'ahav shum davar zulas Hashem yisbarach v'zeh liached chabiava. That my love for you should be exclusive. Liached chabiava. Chavetz Chaim writes in one place. He talks about how there's different. I think it's something like 10 chambers of the heart that a person could give over to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So we daven, we forget, and Shema, we ask to serve Hashem b'chol levavcha, with all of our heart. Well, where's the spot? If I serve Hashem with my entire heart, so where's the spot to love my wife and to love my children and to love my friends and to love my parents? But on a certain level, the goal is to have an exclusive relationship of love for Hashem. And that my love for all those other things should somehow be part of my love for Hashem. That's very, very hard. That's a very high level. But that's something on a certain level to strive for. Again, it seems sometimes we struggle with it. It seems a little cruel almost. Like, what are you saying? Like, I shouldn't really love my wife? I shouldn't really love my children? I should really only love Hashem? But again, why do I love my wife? Why do I love my children? Is that about me? Is that about Avodas Hashem? Feels almost a little bit not human to try to love in such a way. But it's a madriga. Yached chaba'ava. To exclusively love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the other things that I love in this world or I enjoy in this world are all just an extension of that love for Hashem. That's a high madriga. Okay, let's do two more. Mem Gimel. Shamra nafshi ki chasidani, David HaMelech davin in Tehillim Pevav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, guard my soul because I'm a chasid. If I'm such a chasid, why do I need to have this special shmira? And he says a beautiful pshat. Ki a chasid tzarech yoser shmira lenafsho min a yetzer harotva. Why does a chasid need extra help? We never believe the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Beis that kol agadol mechaver or yetzer agadol hemana. No? You don't believe that for a second. You believe for first because the bigger it's harder than you, not for a second. You believe for 1 second. Not for a second. So what do Chazal even mean by that? The answer is because the tzaddik, because he's such a balmadreg and he's steiging, he's trying to grow, he's fighting the Yitzhara. So he's trying to beat up the Yitzhara. In other words, he's a rodef. The tzaddik is a rodef, chasing the Yitzhara. Right? And new strengths to protect yourself, to fight back, that you never knew you had. You find yourself in a very difficult situation, you feel trapped, right? All these crazy stories, you know, people trapped under a car and then someone comes over and some 90-year-old grandmother lifts up the car. Right, where'd she get all that strength from? Because there was a shas al chak. So she was able to find a different type of strength because there was no choice. I had to. So the chassid needs a greater shmira l'nafsho min ha-yetzahara ha-rodfo. Why? Because the yetzahara is being pursued by the tzaddik, right? So therefore, the Yetzirah feels that it's the same way the Torah says, that the a nirdaf, one who's pursued, is going to be protected by Hashem. So the Yetzirah, miteva ha-nirdaf l'schazik ma'od, neged rodfo. It's the nature of the nirdaf to strengthen himself against the one who's chasing him, who's pursuing him. So therefore, the tzaddik actually, the chassid, needs protection because the Yetzirah is going to get stronger and stronger because the tzaddik is very serious about fighting the Yetzirah. But don't be frustrated by this. Hashem, who nilcham, realize that you're fighting the battle of Hashem. And a person who fights with a Kadosh Baruch Hu by his side is destined to win. It's a big fight. It's not a simple battle. In the Chovas HaLevavos, I don't remember where it is. The Chovas HaLevavos tells a story of a soldier coming back from the battlefield. A group of soldiers coming back from the battlefield. and they encounter a zaken. And this old wise man says to them, "Nu, chaver, where are you coming from?" They said, "We're coming from a big war. That spoils of war. We just won a big battle." So he says, "Well, looks like you did okay. Maybe it's time to take on the biggest battle." They said, "Yeah, we're like, they're ready to fight. You know, where is it? Where is it?" He points to his chest. He says, "Right here. Melchamas Hayetzer is the biggest war of all." But a person who's willing to engage in Melchamas Hayetzer, it's a big fight. And the Yitzhahara will have certain kochos, because if you're going to fight seriously, he's going to fight back that much more seriously. However, you're zeichet to win. And that's what's merum is in the pasuk. Ki teitzei lemilchama aleivecha. When you go out to war against your enemy, your greatest enemy, right, the ultimate enemy. Uvisoyf yizka v'nasnu Hashem elokecha biyadecha v'shavisa shivyo. That eventually a Kadosh Baruch will deliver him to your hand. And what does the pasuk say? Eishas yifas tawar. You take a captive. Right? You capture a captive. Interesting lashon. Shavisa shivyo. You capture a captive. What does that mean? Hakavana ki. Kikol oisam hashvuyos asher shava hayetzer memcha b'nischonosa v'achmanu letzlan tachzor v'tishva mimenu hakol. In other words, you lost things along the way. In the battle, the Yitzhahara stole things from you along the way. And you feel sometimes like I can never get back, you know, I can never get back that time that was lost. I can never get back that innocence that was lost. I can never get back. But if a person really keeps fighting the Yitzhahara, v'shavisa shivyo, you'll recapture that which was taken away from you. But a person has to not become frustrated and has to realize, you have to, and that's what David said, I know, and David defeated the Yitzhara, right? David says in Tilm, Libi Chalol Bekirbi, my heart was still inside of me. He won the battle. But David struggled so much in his life. So he davened, protect my soul because of a chassid. I need extra protection. The chassid doesn't have it easier, right? Like one of those earlier pieces we learned. Once you accept to live a life of Vodas Hashem, it's easier to not play the game. In a certain sense. It's hard. It's hard being on a certain level. It's hard. But it's worth it. It's worth it to do it. So that's why I have all these tefillos asking Hashem, Koyfas Yitzreinu L'shtabed Lach. Shal Yifatinu Yitzreinu, and we should be able to Lo Yizgar Rabbanu. Kanichenu L'avod Hashem Kasherim L'vaveinu. Leave us alone so we can actually do it. But you got to believe that you can win, and everything that was lost along the way can be recaptured. Okay, last but not least. Mem Dalet. Yesod HaAvod HaPnimis L'Hashem Yisbarach Heim HaMoach V'Halev. Right? Again, we were Tfilin Shal Rosh, Tfilin Shal Yad, opposite the mind, opposite the heart. If a person wants to be a well-rounded Eved Hashem, Bipnimius, a person needs to use his mind, needs to use his heart. Avodas HaMoach Hu Yishuv Adas. Avodas HaMoach means to do things in a cool, calculated, deliberate way with a clear mind. And Avodas HaLev Hu Inyan Hargashas HaLev. Okay. It's the feeling, it's the emotion. Vishnei Mukhrachim V'ha B'lo Ha Lo Sagi. And if you have one without the other, it will be insufficient. A person who doesn't ever allow himself to feel, he's very mindful and intellectual, and he maintains a certain composure in all situations. So because he's such a cold soul, cool and calculated in his behaviors. So in terms of Sur Meira, right, because he doesn't give in to his emotions, he'll be able to avoid many of the traps of the Yitzhahara. Ki ein adam over aver alam kim nichnas abo ruach shos. A person has to be overcome by a spirit of craziness, right? Of kind of letting go, of allowing himself to be uninhibited. So this person, he's totally in control. Yishav Adas, he never gives in to his taivos. V'chol ha-taivos v'averos ba'am rak mishtos u'ba'ala. It's only when a person sort of loses himself in that raw emotion that he falls into the clutches of the Yetzirah. V'yidei Yishav Adas, nitzel mizeh. V'chein kishein oda mevu'al, yochol l'kayim shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamir. He lives with this clear and constant awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't get lost in things. His mind is always clear and sharp and focused. However, the downside of being all mind and not being enough heart, achadayin ha'odam ovedes Hashem b'kriyas gedola. But his avoda is very cold. There's a coldness to his avoda. Ve'inu margish noam va'oneg ba'or mitzvah Hashem yisparach. And that's chaval, because that's part of avodas Hashem. To be able to feel the warmth and the sweetness and the pleasure of avodas Hashem. Ve'inu margish tam b'tfila b'shabbos v'yom tov. This person can't really experience the fullness of a Shabbos or a Yom Tov because it's entirely cold by him. Right, those are times we're supposed to be three times of great feeling. Right? That's what Soloveitchik brings in Halachic Man, the story of the Lubavitcher who was blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah and was crying. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's like, why are you crying? Do you cry like when you shake a lulav? Like, why are you crying for shofar? And the Rav disagreed. I was like, no, there's certain times that a person is supposed to be emotional about certain mitzvahs, right? Certain mitzvahs, certain zmanim bring out a certain feeling. It's not all created equally, that everything's just kasher tziva Hashem and it's with a cold and calculated type of performance of a mitzvah. So there are certain times where a person's supposed to feel. So a person who's entirely moach is missing something. He's missing a certain sweetness in his avodas Hashem, a certain pleasure and a certain energy in his avodas Hashem. In a time of his oris hachukah l'Hashem yisbarach, chinilav libo l'avodaso yoyser mikolam adonim shavolam. He's missing out on the enjoyment of avodas Hashem. And Hashem wants us to enjoy it. Amnam gam ha'oved rak behergesh ha'lev. But the person who's too emotional and he doesn't know how to what to control those emotions, af ki mo aleni nasei tov. Even though a Shabbos, a Yom Tov, a mitzvah, a doing, he's very into the doing. Sheti avodaso beslavas uchuka. Right, he knows how to feel deeply. But he's in great danger of what? Of straying from that path. But sometimes that raw energy and passion causes him to succumb to all sorts of seduction of the heart, of the Yetzirah Hara. So a person has to actually work on these two things, right? Meaning sometimes my mind is clear and it's sharp and I'm able to learn or do the mitzvah with a clarity, but it's lacking a feeling. And sometimes there's a lot of feeling, there's a lot of energy, but if I don't give it more of a kli afterwards, if I come out of that davening and it's all bislavus, maybe I need to sit down and put it into a blada gemara, just to make sure that I don't take too much of that raw energy back with me, you know, to the dorm room and it gets me into trouble. So I have to make sure that there's a yishav adas. So v'zeh yuchel yishamer kol yom. And with this balance of malach and lev, a person is able to serve Hashem properly. V'nei ha-malach tivo kar v'halev tivo cham. The Chazon Ish once told someone, he said, a person who is very fiery by nature, I hope I'm getting this farm right. I think the Chazon Ish said, a person who is very, has a chamimus, like a natural, you know, passion and energy, should learn the sefer Nefesh HaChaim to make him a little bit more cerebral. And a person who's very cerebral by nature, who's more of a moach type of person, should learn the Yesod V'Shorash HaAvoda to try to awaken a certain hergish. In other words, you have to know your kind of your style, right? If I'm a person who's very emotional, I have to attach myself to those things which are more seicheldik. And if I'm very, you know, caught up in the seichel, I have to try to find things that can give me that hisoros in the life. So the mind by nature is cold, and the heart is warm. Ulekach ahava b'men alev. So ahava, which represents a certain eish, a certain chamimus, comes from the heart. That's the nature of the heart. The heart is warm. Ki ahava sharsha eish, as it says, mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechavos es ahava. It says in Shir Hashirim, right? Great waters would never be able to extinguish the heart. When we extinguish the heart, obviously the heart is not supposed to be on fire for Hashem. V'yira ba min ha-malach. And yira, again, which allows a person to have a certain sur meira, comes from the, again, the cool intellect. V'shar shakur. Ki kesha'odem misyari nasakar kashelik. When a person's scared, he freezes. We actually use the word freezes. I never thought about that. Yeah, when you're scared, you freeze. Right? Freeze means cold. It's a lashon of kriyas. There's a coldness that comes from a person who's in a state of yira. Right? And physically, sometimes, you know, when a person's scared, they feel cold. I feel like that's a thing in like ghost movies, no? You know, like a thing in like horror movies or like ghosts, like when there's a ghost around, all of a sudden like you start to see your breath, it like gets cold all of a sudden. Isn't that like a thing? I don't know what I'm remembering, but I think that's a thing. Yeah? So fear is cold. And when you're afraid, sometimes you shake, right? Your body's trying to warm up. There's a biological reality of that. So he's karkashelig v'gam hakur mevi adam rada, right? It brings a person to tremble. And that's yira. V'lakach kosef ha-Rambam, the famous words of the Rambam at the end of Yisurei Bia, where the Rambam talks about conquering arayos, taivas arayos, ein machsheves arayos misgaberes ele belev panoi min ha-chachma. The Rambam writes a very interesting lashon. If you're paying attention, that thoughts of immorality of arayos are only strengthened in a heart that is devoid of wisdom, in a lev panoy min hachachma. Ulechora hayitzarach lomar hamoach panoy min hachachma. You would expect it to say a mind that is devoid of wisdom. Why does the Rambam say a heart that's not filled with wisdom? Ki hachachma b'mocha sharia. Begam ha-machshava, right? He talks about machsheva sarayos. Machshava takes place where? It seems like it takes place here. Now, I once got very excited. I found some Mar Makomos on this. Over the years, I found some Mar Makomos on this question. Right? Because, first of all, I apparently learned this piece before, but when I was looking it over today, I didn't remember that this was here. So I added it to my notes. Because you have in Rav Chana Wasserman, in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, asked this question. I once found a letter from the Rebbe of Tolbas Aaron. He asked this question. But the truth is, it's the emes in Pshat is not a question. And I think we should be honest about that for a second. In Pshat, it's not a question because in the world of the Rambam, right, lev means mind. Lev means seichel. Chovas halavavos. Yeah? How do you translate chovas halavavos? Ibn Ubachi ibn Bakuda. What did he mean when he said Chovas Halavavos? He wasn't talking about it. And the whole Sefer is about this, about your thoughts, about your understanding Hashem. Right? So in medieval language, Lev is synonymous with Seicha. Now, why is that? So I want to read you just a piece from Rav Dessler in the fourth volume of Michta Mi'Aliyah, because it's very, very interesting. Listen to this, Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes in Chelek Dal in Michta Mi'Aliyah, page 356. They use that as a reference to seichel, right? Heart was synonymous, meaning in pshat, the Rambam didn't mean lev the way we're using lev, the way the Avodas Pnim uses lev, right? We use lev as we said it out. This is seichel, and this is emotion. But in the ancient world, the heart was the location of intellect, was the seat of intellect, not emotion. So Rav Dessler, in an amazing piece, he says, I'll tell you why they said that. Humishum shemisha ro b'mabat ha'emes, kol asher yira sichlo yichanes libo memela. Why did the Rishonim refer to the heart as the mind, right, as the seichel? Because really, if our body is functioning properly, anything that I know appear to be true should immediately enter here, the way we use heart. Of course, the Kotzker Rebbe said the biggest, you know, divide in the world is the distance between here and here, between the heart and the mind. Right? Because for us, there's so many things we know we should be doing, but we find it hard to do. So he said the reason that they refer to the lev as the place of seichel is because when I'm functioning properly, al pi emes, whatever I know to be true should enter my heart immediately. V'alkein dibru rak b'inyan haseichel. Uve emes rak timtum hachet hu amesa hamavdil. But it's our averos that put that wall up between the mind, our brains, and our hearts. Va'oz ha-seichel nishar mi-bachutz la'adam. Aval im rak yishlol ha-adam as timtum. If we would just remove and unclog that blockage, memela sichlo yira derech libo. Right? Then there would be a natural flow, so to speak, from the mind into the heart. So again, it's very fascinating. It's a fascinating piece because, again, he's explaining sort of as we understand heart to be. They also understood heart to be, but they understood that there was a natural connection between my mind was able to control my heart. But again, the question is still an interesting question. The way that we use the word lev, it doesn't make sense. Why is he saying that you're going to have thoughts of arayos in your heart if you don't have chachma in your heart? What does chachma in your heart even mean? So he says, Eli yirmoz lamasha kosov, ki alev tivocham. Va'chachma, which comes from the moach, is cold. V'heim neged shnei sviros, chachma and bina. Ha'moach v'halev. Chachma, again, is the mind, is yira ila, represents yira shemaim, yira. Bina, which is the heart, is ahava. Isa, it says in Svarim, it says in maybe in Zohar, bina, mina dinen mis'arin. Bina awakens midas hadin. Bina has potential to get you into a lot of trouble. Your heart, your emotions can get you into a lot of trouble. V'yizbar mashakosav ki mi'ava l'chur yuchal yisora ava chutz. What's so bad about bina? Why is bina associated with negativity? Why is the heart negative? Because if bina is by itself, if the heart is left to its own devices, it'll get you into a lot of trouble. Al kein sarach letzarif lezeh yishav adas, shezeh mevi yir al adam. Therefore, I need what? Also, today's daf yomi, brachos lamed gimel. Kol b'dishmayim chutz mi yir ha-shamayim. I need the yir ha-shamayim in order to what? In order to make sure that my heart is under control. So that's the pshat in the Rambam. Right? There's going to be a rayos if you don't fill your heart with chachma. You have to attach the heart to the mind. You need to bring the machshava, you need to bring a little bit of the coolness from the mind into the heart to make sure that it's stable. Umbatsati b'sefer Shari Gan Eden, I found in the esoteric work Shari Gan Eden, kishorish dalet yesodos, that the root of the four elements of the creation, of the Bria, Aleph, Mem, Aleph, Ayin, which stands for Avir, Mayim, Eish, and Afar, Heim Keser, the crown is Avir, is the wind, Chachma is Keneged Mayim, Bina is Eish, right? And Malchus is Afar. So look what you have. You have Chachma is Mayim, the mind, so to speak, is the cool Mayim, and Bina is Eish, and therefore they have to work side by side. V'yadua ki Chachma Moicha, Bina Liba. And that's a raya to what I've just tried to explain, that you have to strike a balance between the two. It's also super geshmak, I'm just realizing now. Bereishis bara Elokim, what's the first thing Hashem did? Again, that's not how Rashi reads the psukim exactly, but Bereishis bara Elokim, right, in the beginning of Hashem's creating of Eis HaShemayim Veis HaAretz. So I like to say, the first thing that Hashem taught us is we have to be able to reconcile opposites. Because the first thing, Bereishis bara Elokim, Eis HaShemayim. The first thing Hashem did was Eis HaShemayim. Stop right there. Pause. What is Shemayim? Rashi says, Kar Chagiga. Rashi says, what? Shemayim is Eish and Mayim. It's a combination of Eish and Mayim. They're opposites. So the first thing Hashem teaches a Jew, as he begins the life of Torah, you're going to have to reconcile opposites. You have Guf, you have Neshama. Right? You're living in a physical world, but you're also not. You're living in a world that's entirely spiritual, through the lens of Torah. But it's gevaldik with this, right? Bereishis bara Elokim, the first thing Hashem says is Shemayim. Shemayim is Eish and Mayim. In other words, Hashem says, if you want to be able to go weiter and call it Torah Kula, you're going to have to be a little bit Eish and a little bit Mayim. You're going to have to be a little bit Seicheldik, and you're going to have to be a little bit emotional. You're going to have to be Moach and Lev. That's the prerequisite for a healthy, well-rounded, balanced Avodas Hashem. No, Chaim, what do you say?
He doesn't disagree. He says Shamayim. He doesn't say there's no fire.
Eish and Mayim.
He doesn't say there's no fire.
You need Eish and Mayim. But it's a good diak in the Rambam. Again, I'll peep shot, it's not a diak really to be made, but the way we understand Lev and Moach, why is Rambam saying you need to fill your heart with wisdom? Heart is emotion. That's the whole point. If my heart is not makusher to the wisdom of the mind, then my heart, which is so powerful and so good in Avodas Hashem, could lead me down the path of Arayos. So I need to be balanced shoes. All right. Shkoyach. Such a good sefer, no? It's gem after gem. That's mamash awesome. Okay. All right. We should ask Hashem for help. We should daven. We should be scared to ask Hashem to help us out.